Hello, my name is Łukasz Jagodziński, and I'm from Poland, and I work for Samsung. My job in Samsung is to create content for developers, just they can learn off from. And recently, I was working on making applications for Galaxy Gear 2. Maybe you've heard about ABS Trainer, and we're going to make more applications for next gears. And today, I would like to talk a little bit about the project I was working on, like 1 year ago. It's called Wi-Fi Direct Library for Tizen Web Applications. So, why exactly Wi-Fi Direct in the web? We just wanted to create a multiplayer game without the whole client-server architecture, where two or more players can play together simultaneously in one room, each one having their own device in hands, so they can just play in one room. At the same time, we wanted to create a library for developers that would make creating games much easier, multiplayer games. And this library had to be for web developers. So why we focused on web developers? As you probably know, programming in languages like C, C++, it's not easy stuff to do. You have to deal with the memory allocation, pointers, other stuff. So we wanted to make it as easy as possible so even not experienced developer could use it. So it's why we've chosen HTML5 and JavaScript. We also wanted to create games, not only static games like card games, but also dynamic games with a lot of action and stream big amount of data, like video. Who knows, maybe someone would use it. So summing everything up, Wi-Fi Direct was the most obvious solution for this problem. But unfortunately, it's not available in Web API. But we've dealt with it. However, first, I would like to demonstrate you a sample application I've prepared especially for this conference. It's called Type Race Game. And this is a very simple game. It took me only 1 week to create, so it's not the amazing type of app. So forgive me, but it's just only for demonstration purpose. So the game is about typing words. Two players can play together. And as you can see on the screen, in the top we have the opponent view, and in the bottom we have our own view. And we have to type it as fast as possible, and of course the first wins. And I would like to ask you for help to demonstrate the game. Anyone would like to play with me, or two people? Don't be shy. Just simple game. I have device, so we can just play on this device. And I have another device. I will stream a view from the device. RGPQ? No. I just want to play with someone to demonstrate the game. Yeah. And okay. So let's start by creating game. Click the Create Game button. Okay, and I will now join. So you can't see my screen, but I'm just searching for creative groups, and I will choose one in a minute. Okay. Connect. You have to confirm. Okay. So now we can just start. So because, you know, it's like just port of native library to the web one. So Gear doesn't support native environment yet, so it's not possible right now. Okay.
One.
And counting down will start after you click start. So I have to click start, you have to click start, and counting down will start. So, okay, let's go. I won.
Are
Do you
you
want to
kidding?
try one more time?
Yeah, of
Okay.
course.
Okay. So click on it. Okay, and start again. Sorry.
I think it's gamed.
You know, I know the words from the dictionary, so you know.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for help.
Thanks a lot.
It was the game, and okay, so as I said, Wi-Fi Direct, it's not present in Web API yet, but it will be soon. So we faced this problem, and we had to find a solution. The first solution that came to our minds was using WebView. As you probably heard in many presentations here yesterday, WebView is most often used to create port of native features to the web, like, for example, in PhoneGap or other stuff like this. So we wanted to use WebView, but it wasn't okay for our case. Why? First of all, using WebView is like inserting web application inside native one, what makes debugging web application much harder, because you have to deal with the native as a first layer. And we couldn't create a library out of it, because when you ship application, native application with WebView inside, it's not exactly the definition of library itself. Library is like you download it and use it, just without thinking about native at all. So one more thing, what I've heard about, WebView lacks of some API and can differ in some aspects of rendering elements and other stuff. So it's not exactly one-to-one copy of a web environment itself. And it lacks of some performance. So using only web application would be better choice. So we had to find another solution, and this solution was hybrid application. Probably you've heard last year a lot about hybrid applications. Hybrid application is application where you can put two or more applications in one package, WGT package. And those applications can be one web application that provides UI and one or more native application that has to be services. And in this situation, web application is in the center. As I said, it provides UI, so you only deal with the web application. You don't have to think about native. And native service, as I said, only exports some API for web application, and we can use it inside the web application. And communication between those applications is provided by message port, and I will talk about it soon. One more thing, which is very important here, is application ID within the package. We did it last year, so there was no documentation about hybrid application, detailed communication, detailed documentation. So we tried to call some native application from Web One, and we had problems with this because ID differs a little bit. As you may know, ID consists of two parts. First part is randomly generated hash, and second part, after the dot, is just application name without the spaces. And in package, the first part of ID is just the ID of the package. So it's the same over inside all the package. So we have to remember about this. And let's move on to the message port. When talking about creating games using Wi-Fi Direct and hybrid applications, we have to think about the speed of this communication. And we've made some tests, and it appeared that the round-trip time is below 5 milliseconds, which is fast enough for most cases, even for dynamic games. What I mean by saying round-trip time is the time of traveling the message from web application to native and back. And one more thing, which is very important, the term of ports. We have two types of ports, local and remote ports. Local ports are just receiving ports, so you receive data from other applications using this port. And of course, remote port is sending port. And we have these two types of ports in both environments, in web and native environment. So we can create two-way communication. But in our case, in case of our library, we start communication from web application and we call native features. So each port has its name. It's very important to remember that you have to name the same port, with the same name ports. For example, if you have local port in web application and it's called web, you have to name remote port also web, the native application. It's like a normal network, right? You have to have number of the port in network to communicate correctly. Okay, so let's move to the library itself. It's built of two key components. First component is hybrid Wi-Fi Direct service application. You have to import it to your IDE, and when creating web application, you have to go to the properties of this application, web application, and go to the project references and check the checkbox next to the hybrid Wi-Fi direct service name. What it does is just creating hybrid application. So it will put all the services and web application inside one package. And another element is are two JS files, Tizen hybrid JS file and Tizen Wi-Fi direct JS file. Hybrid JS file deals with all the communication within the package. And also it starts services if they are not already started. And as you may know, hybrid applications should start all the services at the beginning of when you start the hybrid application. But we have to make sure that those services are started. And Wi-Fi Direct provides all the API that developer will use. OK, let's go to the usage of our library. As you can see, we've expanded the Wi-Fi Direct namespace, Tizen namespace with the Wi-Fi Direct keyword. And this object provides all the functions that you have to use. At first, you have to initialize library by calling init function. And what it does, just create some Wi-Fi Direct objects, a Wi-Fi Direct manager, so some initialization. And you have to pass callback function as a first parameter. And I have to say this, that you have to pass callback functions to all the method you have here, because it's the only way you can deal with the response from the service. It's asynchronous library, so it doesn't block execution of program. Of course, you could use some pattern like promises or other stuff, but it's not the subject of this talk. However, okay, after initialization, you have to activate Wi-Fi Direct. So you have here two functions. First one is activate, and you pass callback function, and you have to listen to activated event. So you have to handle errors, of course. And you handle those errors in activate callback function. It can be, for example, Wi-Fi Direct is in the process of activation, or it can be activated because Wi-Fi, not Wi-Fi Direct, but Wi-Fi is active. So in Tizen, you can't use Wi-Fi Direct when you have Wi-Fi activated. You have to turn it off. And OK, so when the Wi-Fi Direct is activated, you can move on. And now we have two cases, if you are host or the client. If you are the host, you create group. And of course, you use method create group. And once again, you pass the callback function and listen to group created event. And if you are the client, you scan for the groups nearby. And of course, you use scan method and listen to scan completed event. And the callback function to scan completed event will provide the array of device info objects. And this object you can use in connect function to connect to the particular device. And one more time, you have event listener to the connected event. And you can listen to this event on both devices, on the host and on the client. One more thing you have to do before messaging between devices. You have to initialize socket communication. As you may know, Wi-Fi Direct only provides basics of creating networks. It doesn't provide any protocol to communicate. So it just creates network, and each device has its own IP address. So you have to initialize socket communication. So it's what does init socket function. It just creates sending and receiving sockets. And one more time, you have callback function here. Now you can move to the messaging itself. So you have two choices. You can send broadcast message to all the devices in the group, or you can send message to the particular IRP. And you, of course, have to listen to message received event on both devices. And that was the simplest example of the Wi-Fi Direct communication. You have to do a little more stuff to create a game, but it was just the basic. And here is the list of all the functions we've ported.
It's like 99% of functions that are available in the native environment. I have questions. How many of you ever created anything in Wi-Fi Direct on native? And let's talk a little bit about internals. Creating this library was, on one side, simple, and on one side, very tough to do, because we have to deal with the C++. So we had some problems, but it's mostly about communicating between the two devices. And first, when we call some function, we just send request code, which is just the number. And as you can see, on the left, we have web environment, and on the right, we have native environment, and those codes are the same. And of course, we have response codes from the native application to the web one. And here we have a little bit more codes, because we have to handle not only method that we invoke, but also the response. So for example, we have activate response code when some errors occurs, and activated code when we handle the activated event. And one more important thing, it's message protocol. We just send JSON string between devices. So we have to stringify objects in JS on the left. We have to pass simple array of objects where we have key and value keys. And value of these properties has to be just string. So in the bottom, we just use JSON stringify method to stringify the object. And also in the native, we have prepared special class to stringify Wi-Fi Direct objects from native. And we create hash map and send the data over the wire, and it just lands in the web application. Okay, it's pretty much at all. And you can find more resources in the Tizen developer documentation on the developer.tizen.org. We've prepared article especially for this library. It's called Wi-Fi Direct and Sockets in Tizen Web Applications. And you can find more information in the dev guide about Wi-Fi Direct itself and about the errors you can get. So to sum up everything, Wi-Fi Direct is going to appear in web environment this year. So maybe it's not the good case to show this stuff, but we've prepared it like 1 year ago. And whenever you have this problem that you want to have some feature in web application and you doesn't have it, you can just use hybrid application. It's very easy to do, and just took us about one month to create, but we had to deal with the Wi-Fi Direct. We didn't do anything before with Wi-Fi Direct, so we have to learn it. And all the process took us 1 month. So it's not hard. You can go to the website, download the library, and follow the rules we've made it, and you can create your own library. So thank you. Any questions? Yeah? So the question was, if you're going to plan to make some pattern that developers can use it, right? Or could you repeat? Oh, no. You know, there's going to be Wi-Fi Direct live API soon this year. So it's not the case to put it in the ID, in the, you know, Tizen ID. So it's not the case. Any questions? Yep. Oh, you know, I don't know. I suppose it should work, but you know, I would have to check it because I don't know for now. Okay, any more questions? Yep. Yeah, right. It can be done. You know, Gear doesn't have a native API yet, so you can just use your watch as an extension of the screen. So you can just use your phone as a main device to connect through the Wi-Fi Direct, and that's it. Okay, any more questions? Okay, thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.